To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back live with more of the Spiegel and Holmes Show, featuring Bears legend and author Matt Forte, who's here to sign his latest book, Stay in the Game, Making the Most of Every Season, on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It was really great, like, during the break, like, talking to people, just saying hello. Thanks to everyone who came out, by the way, the Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage here in the Score Studios. Matt Forte is here with us for another segment, and then he's going to start signing your books. Stay in the Game. It's having a conversation about one of the things that I love about you, and the reason I wanted to get you to be a part of what we do here at the Score is because of, one, covering you for forever and being in the locker room and asking you dumb questions, and then being on TV with you and asking you even more dumb questions on TV. But one of the things that one of our listeners said about what he enjoyed, because he's finished the book, and he was saying that the work ethic part of what your message is and Stay in the Game is helpful. And I was saying it didn't just manifest as you as a player. And I was telling him, like, as a broadcaster, you were doing it, and that I never had to worry. Like, I knew you were walking in the door, you were prepared. If it was just the two of us that ended up having to be on stage, that we were going to get the job done. So for you writing this book, what made you say, I want to share some of this stuff with people in maybe a different venue than they're used to with me?
Yeah. Professional sports, particularly is a funny microcosm of the world where I played a decade in the NFL, so, like, you have a lot of life experiences within a short amount of time. But when you finish that, you feel like you do have a lot of wisdom to share. That it coincides with not just sports, but with real life as well, as you step into that. So, you know, I wanted to write the book to be able to relay a lot of the messages and, like, the life lessons that I learned, but also the things that worked. And a lot of the mistakes I made that can prevent current or future athletes and business people, whatever profession you may be in, from having to make those mistakes as well. So to be candid, to be honest, and everything within that, but then also to share the good stuff as far as, you know, kind of the secret sauce of what really works when you apply it at a level that you want to kind of live at. You want to live at a high level and be high capacity and output as far as these things, because a lot of it, as I was speaking about earlier, is things that you can personally control. And, you know, I've never been one of those guys who's, like, complaining about something that I really can go out and change myself. So, yeah, there's, like, a lot of, I wanted to really relay those messages, because, man, it's even though, you know, it's, like, it's funny to say, man, you retired at 32. It's like, you don't retire from life, though, you know. And life sends things at you that sometimes you didn't ask for and that you don't know how to handle sometimes, just like the game. Like, we prepare for the game. But when I get out there in the field and they show me a look that I'm like, I don't even know what coverage that is or what blitz package that is, it throws different things, you know, at you. But you do have to learn how to deal with those, and how can you go back to the drawing board and be successful, you know, when you come and you know the playbook, you got to go out there and actually execute the playbook as well. So, you know, that's part of the reason why. But then also just to know that it's not just sports. You know, like life is more than just athletics. And also my identity as a man is not just Matt Forte, the running back. I feel like if I would have left this world, or if I were to leave this world, and if that's all people knew is Matt Forte, the running back, then I think that's kind of not reaching the pinnacle of what the potential of who I really am.
Yeah, I mean, like, what would you have done with the last 50 years of your life, right? It's crazy. The way that you talked about it there, Matt, I think we think about it a lot of, like, sports is this microcosm. We talk about guys, oh, they're in their prime. Like, ooh, that guy's washed. Oh, yep, he's done. And then we move on, and he's 32 or 33, and it's insane. But so you do have that experience, and you know when it's over. Like, the league tells you when it's over, or your body tells you when it's over. Most of us are out here not knowing when certain chapters we're in the middle of is going to be over. We don't know. So you've got experience already in reinvention. Tell us about that, reinventing yourself post-career, because a lot of us have to do that at different times in our life, and sometimes it's a surprise when we find ourselves having to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Being able to reinvent yourself in different ways and be successful in different seasons of life, because that's part of the subtitle is how to be successful in every season of life. Is every football season was different. There was not one where I had the same exact teammates or same coaches. In fact, they had a lot of turnovers, a lot of different GMs, a lot of head coaches.
Oh, we remember, Matt.
There was a lot of change with, you know, throughout those 10 years.
A lot of quarterbacks, and they just kept having Favre and Rodgers.
But it does teach you how to be versatile and how to really recreate yourself in a way where you can be successful, where, you know, football speaking, you know, I'm not impressed when somebody can have a good season, because a lot of guys are talented and they can come out there in the right system and the right opportunities and have a good season. Now, even though the Bears are doing really great right now, what's going to be really the test of time is, I don't know what happens at the end of this year, but next year. Because we had a guy named Mark Trestman who came in. We had one of the top offenses in the league. Mm-hmm. Nobody knew, you know, his offense. They hadn't seen me, Brandon Marshall, Alshon Jeffrey, and Martellus Bennett in an offense before. But the next year, we really, really struggled, because defenses knew what we were doing, and they kind of got a bead on those things. And then play calling wise, there was no versatility. And then we were, you know, even myself, I'm used to being in the eye, you know. A lot of the time, for 70-80% of the time, we went to the shotgun. So how am I? I'm running sideways now and having to figure out how to do that. We're running RPOs and stuff. I never heard of an RPO. I thought that was a missile or something. But that's an RPG, right? But we, you know, I had to recreate myself in different ways, like in the game, to be effective. Same thing coming out of college. Like, didn't catch a lot of balls. Okay, man, I got 20 carries and 50 yards right now. Mm-hmm. Can I catch the ball and maybe I go for 100 in total and really impact the game, recreating yourself that way? So same thing with the seasons of life. Like, every season of life is going to be different. You know, life's going to throw some stuff at you. And honestly, life is a lot less forgiving than the sport of football is. Hmm. As hard as football is, life is less forgiving than that. But the good thing is that we do get grace, the grace of God, to really have time to adjust and figure it out on your own. So, yeah, it's an important thing to be able to learn from the tough things, the downfalls, and really the painful things are what really teaches you the lessons. Like, anything that you've probably had a painful lesson of in life, you probably remember that. Whether it be emotional pain or physical pain, you definitely remember it, because the pain made you remember it. But a lot of times within that pain becomes the purposeful thing that you have to do in your life.
All these different football things are running through my head as you're talking about this. Like, I mean, you talk about Trestman, when the league countered, he didn't have anything to do. I wonder what Ben's going to do when the league counters this run game. Like, what's the next thing he's going
to
do?
He might have to do it this weekend.
He might have to do it, right. He might have to do it as soon as this weekend. But then when you talked about the lesson of pain, I've been thinking about that after Caleb got sacked for the fumble and the touchdown against the Steelers. That, like, maybe that was a moment that tells him, oh, no, I can't do some of that stuff that I've been getting away with. Because he was kind of fortunate to be getting away with it, right? And maybe that's a moment where he knows he can't do that. And that's a good thing, even though it was bad, even though it sucked. That can be a good thing to learn
from
that.
Yeah, I got four kids, and I tell you, they learn best when pain teaches them. <You know? laughs> Sometimes pain is the best experiential teacher. And sometimes they're doing stuff, and I'm like, all right. I done told you 3-4 times, but I'm going to let you keep going. And then it's like, ah, Dad, I told you.
Dude, the other day my kid didn't want to wear a jacket. I'm like, what do? I called my sister. She said, let him feel cold. Go ahead. Let him get out there.
Yeah, this is a special type of cold.
Yeah. It's different. It's different.
It's real different.
It's different.
Between this book and your other book, like, did you ever think when you were at Tulane, like, I'll be a writer when I'm done playing football?
No, absolutely not, man. The most that I would...
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
That I would write is the papers I was required to write to graduate from Tulane.
And you got a lot of Tulane.
At least you wrote them, though.
You know, I was one of the guys, you know, I sat in the front row at class and, you know, I went to class and earned my degree, unlike some of these guys out here. But I went back after my rookie year to graduate from Tulane. And I had met my wife now, Danielle, back then. We were dating. And I tried my hardest to get her to write my papers. And I'm like, see, look at me now, girl. I'm writing books. You know? But kudos to her, because she did not, you know, she didn't, like, you know, fall for it. She was like, nah, you write your own paper. I'll edit it. How about that?
That's fair. That is a very fair trade-off. The name of the book is Stay in the Game. Wherever it is that you get your books, get the book. And if your bookstore doesn't have it, be like, hey, why don't you have Matt Forte's book, Stay in the Game? Get that book, and then I will purchase it from you. We are really happy that this came together, and we are really appreciative that you're going to get a chance to meet all these people that want to meet you and have bought the book. Can people hold up their copies of the book just so that Matt can see it?
Look at that.
Look at this.
Huh? Hey, man, if the book is half as good as your impromptu thoughts off the cuff right here, then it's going to be an unbelievable read. That's really, really cool. And your wife didn't write the book, right? You wrote it.
She edited it. No, I'm just...
She edited it.
No, she didn't write it. I had a guy, Dave Thomas, who's a New York Times bestseller, really helped me out to dig up all that old information. You know, I'm about to turn 40 next week, so I don't remember everything, you know, in detail from, the past. But being able to, even look up, like, old articles from at Tulane and from high school, and knowing the stats and things like that, like, it's a lot of, like, stuff that was unearthed that I was like, man, I forgot about that. But a lot of great stories in there, like between me and my older brother and how we competed and stuff, how I became even a better athlete by watching him and what he did, and then my dad, like, just spending time, and, like, I want to be the type of father he was, you know. That's generational, right? And how that continues, where, you know, he just was so, my mom and dad both were very, very impactful on my upbringing. And I think they instilled in me a lot of, like, toughness and things that really, like, will take you far, where, you know, like I said, like, man, life is crazy. It will send you all kind of different places and send stuff at you. But if you know how to deal with these things and have a peace about you, it really allows you to, like, address them and be successful in any season of them.
Yeah, you told us your dad played football against Earl Campbell.
That's right.
Did he try to tackle Earl Campbell?
So he might be embarrassed, but I'm going to tell you this story, too. Was that he told us that he went to hit Earl Campbell. He's put my dad's defensive tackle. And even in high school, he was 6'2", like 230 back then. So he's a big country dude. And so he goes and he sheds a block. But he made the mistake of, like, going low to tackle Earl Campbell. Said Earl Campbell had, like, these 38-inch thighs in high school. And he caught one in the head on the way up. So he tackled him and made the tackle. And he said he got up and he saw three huddles. And I was a kid when I heard this story. I was like, well, what did you do? And he said, I went to the one in the middle. And apparently it was the right huddle.
The right huddle for him, for sure. Matt, thanks again for being a part of the team. I really appreciate, like, when you said at the beginning, you were like, I'm happy to be a part of a team again. Mm. That meant a lot to us here on this show, because we consider you a part of the team, and to have you as a part of our Bears coverage is just amazing. The feedback that we get every week is incredible, and I'm glad that you were available and willing to be a part of this.
You know what we do?
Thank you, guys.
You know what we do? We take care of the first line of defense so you can see second level.
Yeah, I'm looking second level.
That's right. Yeah. And we get the second level stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, Matt Forte. We're going to take a break. We'll come back on the other side, talk a little bit more about the Bears and the Packers. Matt's going to sign some books. Go get his book wherever you have books. Stay in the Game is the name of the book. It's by Matt Forte. Back after this on The Score.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.